All right, we're looking for someone to judge the throwback throwdown, and we're going to give you Cardinals tickets right after the Hollywood hashtag.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Rumor has it that Carrie Underwood is going to go back to her true roots and be replacing Katy Perry as a judge on American Idol next season. This is like the biggest deal to me for some reason. So as you guys know, Carrie won season 4 of American Idol way back in 2005, just as like a cute little curly-haired 21-year-old at the time. And this upcoming season will be season 23 next spring, meaning it will be the 20th anniversary of the year that Carrie had her like big rise of American Idol. So what a perfect time for her to join the cast. It's also like fitting really well right now for her career because Carrie hasn't been touring as much recently. She's really been focusing on her Vegas residency. So I think this would be the perfect time for her to join the crew. It's not officially confirmed yet, but it seems like the judging lineup will be Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Carrie Underwood.
I love it. Love everything about it.
Same.
Except for the fact, the only complaint I would have about it is that it doesn't really have a pop star.
Like it's
Lionel
country.
And two country stars. But Carrie's hilarious when she hosted what the ACMs or CMAs, whatever one she hosted with Brad Paisley. She's so funny. Yeah. So she has a huge personality because I think she's known as being like quiet, but she actually has a really funny personality. And then I love when the judges like Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood come to The Voice or American Idol because they could like, hey, I've gone through this experience. It worked for me. And so they can really give those contestants who are going through that journey really great advice. So this is a perfect fit.
I definitely think it's perfect. This might be enough for me to start watching live television because if you know, I only ever watch like super old shows.
Like Grey's Anatomy. It's the only show you do watch.
I haven't watched a live show in forever, but this made me so excited that I might actually watch this season of American Idol next spring. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Guys, we are going to give you Cardinals tickets to Harry Potter Night at the ballpark, 314-531-9898. If you want to win those Cardinals tickets, we need somebody to judge the throwback throwdown. I will give you a hint. This judging of the throwback throwdown might be our funniest and also maybe the most offensive one we've ever done.
Perfect.
We're making fun of people on the show with the throwback throwdown. You want these cards? Tickets are yours.
Good for you, I guess you moved on.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Pete Davidson has reportedly checked himself into a wellness facility for his mental health. So he's really been trying to focus on his sobriety lately, and sources say that his family and friends are just really proud of him for caring and focusing on himself in this moment in time. But they're actually used to Pete doing stuff like this and recognizing, you know, when he's starting to go down into a bad place with himself, because he recently underwent treatment in 2023 for issues related to his PTSD and his borderline personality disorder. And they have confirmed that he's been in and out of mental health facilities since he's been 9 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not foreign for him to go to a place like this. But something that I really applaud is the fact that Pete, like, he signed himself in. You know, it wasn't like a doctor forcing him to do it. It was him just saying, hey, I'm not in a good place. I need to work on it. I'm going to check myself in somewhere. And I really think that this speaks like volumes over the business he's in.
Like because the comedian entertainment industry.
Yes, it's hard and it's tough. And actually, Nikki Glaser just did an interview herself about every single time she does a roast, she has to do a cleanse after because she gets in such a negative mind space. Like the people that she's roasting, she's looking up like their pictures. She's finding out everything that they can about the person, and it's all negative things.
Yeah, you're just trying to be a terrible person for a little while.
Right. And so, you know, it really can affect your mental health, clearly, as we see it with Pete Davidson. So, you know, I'm proud of him for recognizing that, and I hope that he gets to feeling better.
You know what's also interesting is I feel like he's been out of the spotlight for this past year. Like, remember last year?
He's not dating anybody right now.
Remember last year he was dating Kim Kardashian and he was having
movies. He dated Madeline Klein from Outer Banks, but they broke up like kind of recently.
Yeah, and but it wasn't like he wasn't doing as much specials. Yeah. He wasn't even part of, was he part of the Tom Brady roast? I don't think he was part of the Tom Brady roast, right? And so, like, he just has been out of the spotlight, and sometimes you just realize that sometimes people are dealing with demons when they're when they're doing that, and so good for him to go get help.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories.